Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Gittin Daf Tes, we are holding on Ches Amad Veis, four lines from the bottom. Amar Le Rav Adar, Bar Masna L'Rava. So let's just briefly recap the previous Gemara. So as we're going to learn in the coming Mishnah, just like when a get Isha is delivered, one must declare Befanai Nichtav, Ubefanai Nechtam to certify the validity of the Shtar. Likewise, by a get Shichrur, a release document issued to a slave for his release, when one delivers that document, so suppose the Eved brings his document from, you know, Medina Sayam, and he's bringing it to us to activate the release, he too must declare the same, Befanai Nichtav, Befanai Nechtam, to ensure its validity. Now, it's clear from the Gemara that this ne'emonus, this trust, the fact that we trust the Isha when she delivers her own get, or we trust the Shliach when he delivers the Isha's get, or we trust the Eved about the validity of the get, of his Shtar Shichrur, when he delivers it himself, is a special dispensation, a special heter. And Tosfos on Daf Tes seeks to explain why. Why do we allow for this trust? This is an exception. This is an Eved, one person on his own. So he says, just like by the Isha, the Gemara Daf Beis tells us, there is an Igun concept. We don't want it to leave her stranded. So we trust the single aid. Likewise, by an Eved, he wants to be set free. He wants to do mitzvahs. He wants to marry Bas Yisrael. That too presents an igun concern, and we allow for him to be trusted when he says b'fanei nichtav, b'fanei nichtam. But that only pertains to his own personal rights, so to speak. So pertaining to his release, yeah, we trust him, because that pertains to himself. But suppose he brings a document written by his former master in which he is giving him everything away, all his possessions, including the Eved himself, allowing him to regain his independence. What happens then? So we have two examples. In the first case, the Shtar has a text as follows. Atzmecha, yourself, unechasai, and my possessions are given to you. In this case, it's pretty clear. The Eved who says b'fanei nichtav on this Shtar is only believed pertaining to the aspect that is negayat himself, meaning his own release. But he can't go claim the possessions of his former master based on his testimony. He's only one aid. There's no ne'emanus. You need to actually certify the Shtar properly with two aidim. So that's pretty clear. Atzmai kono, nechasam leikono. What about a Shtar where it says, kol nechasai kunuin lecha, everything that I own is given to you. All my possessions, including yourself. You can regain your independence. You can now own yourself. You can be set free, basically. So it's all sort of packaged together in one statement. Everything of mine is given to yours, to you. What happens now? We have a problem because pertaining to his own status, he can be Neman, but pertaining to his master's possessions, that's a dine mominus. That's your, that should have to comply with your standard Choshen Mishpat guidelines, in which case two Eidim are required to certify the Shtar. So what happens there? So Abai tells us, okay, it's all or nothing. And since it's not all, it's nothing. Not only does he not gain possession of those possessions, he doesn't even gain his own release. Rava disagrees. He says we can split the statement to two. Pertaining to the possessions, okay, he has no right to claim them. But pertaining to his own release, that element, that aspect of the Shtar, that he has ne'emanus, to say the Shtar is legitimate, genuine, certified, in which case he can use the Shtar to go free. That's where we're holding. Rava seems to split, using the concept of palginon dibura, we split the statement into two. One part is activated, one part isn't. Amalei Rav Ada, so it's four lines from the bottom. Amalei Rav Ada bar Masna l'Rava. Kiman k'Rav Shimon, this idea of Palgino Dibur splitting the statement, splitting the shtar, is in line with Rav Shimon, right? The Amar Palgino Dibur, who subscribes to this idea? This none. Hakoysev kol nechasev la'avdi. So once again, a person writes away everything that he owns to his Eved. Yotzev ben Chayr. So the Eved is also part of his possessions, and since he's relinquishing everything, the Eved goes free. Shir karka kolsho. What if he leaves even a drop of karka out? Or anything, he says, you know, I'm giving you everything except for, you know, one little thing over there. L'yotza ben chayr. We suspect that he's just playing games. Just like I'm leaving that out, I'm leaving you out, and really he's just, you know, flattering him, so to speak. He's smooth-talking him. He doesn't really intend on setting him free. That's the Tanakam. L'yotza ben chayr. Reb Shimon, I mean, no. You don't suspect that he's playing games. L'oilamu ben chayr. Even in that case, he goes free. Unless he leaves it ambiguous, in which case you don't know what he meant. Atri Yemar, until he says, Kol nechasei nusunin l'pleni avdi. Everything that I own is given to my Eved. Chutz mi echad, mi ribu shbehen, except for one part in 10,000 of my assets are not being given away to him. So basically, maybe he meant the Eved, who's only worth, in his eyes, like a 10,000th of his properties. So in this case, perhaps he is playing games. I'm giving you everything except for yourself. You're basically still mine. You're my Eved, and therefore you can't own anything, because an Eved cannot have his own possessions. So it's clear that according to Rav Shimon, in the first case, I'm giving you everything except for that, you know, little plot of land. It works. Or even if he says, I'm giving you everything except for some, you know, plot somewhere, and we have no idea where that is, so he won't get any plots of land. We don't know which ones, right? But he'll still regain his own freedom, right? So apparently, we can split, because realize, it was one statement, one inclusive expression, kol nech, everything they own is yours. So although he left something out, we're not sure what he left out, so he can't get any possessions, but he can gain his own freedom, palgina debura. So atzmoy kana, nechasam leikana. So you, Rav, apparently he's following Reb Shimon's idea of palgina debura. Okay, so far so good. What's wrong with that? Says the Gemara, Va'amar Rav Yosef, Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Yosef, Bar Menyumi, quote Rav Nachman. That's not so simple. Afal b'shekiles, even though Rabbi Yosef praised as Rabbi Shimon, Rav Shimon's, you know, opinion and his view, still halachik Rav Meir, we're passing like Rav Meir, which is basically the Tanakama, that he doesn't go free in this case. We don't split his expression. We don't split the statement. The Sanya. When Rav Shimon's opinion was presented to Rabbi Yosi, he really praised him. He applied to him this pasuk in Mishlei. Wow, beautiful. Svasayim, Yishak, Meshiv, Dvarim, Nechoichim. He's deserving of a kiss. One who presents such beautiful, clear words. That's Rashi's translation. Tosis learns. Svasayim, Yishak means clasping of one's lips, meaning when you hear such beautiful things, you do nothing but remain silent in appreciation. So basically, he appreciated it, but he's still paskin like Rav Meir. And apparently, what he meant to say is, we don't split things. We don't splice expressions and stories. Really? Umi Omar Rav Nachman Hochi, that's true that according to Rav Nachman, we don't say palgino dibur, we don't split expressions. Va'amar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman. We have another quote from Rav Nachman pertaining to another similar situation where half of it works, half doesn't, and Rav Nachman doesn't seem to have a problem with that. Shchiv Mara, we have a fellow on his deathbed who's giving away all his possessions to his Eved. Shchiv Mara Shokosov kol nechasov l'avdei. So he wrote away everything to his Eved. Va'amad, and he recovered, Baruch Hashem. He's alive and well. He wants to go back on his gift, which was only given with the mindset that he'll pass away, right? Sort of an implicit, implied condition, right? Chayzer ben Chosim, So you can go back on the gift pertaining to the assets. You can have that back. But ve'eino chozer be'eved, he can't retract the eved. Why? Chozer be'nechosim, why can he go back on the gift of the nechosim? Matnas shchimuru, because he gave it as a shchimura gift, where it's understood that it only takes effect if in fact he dies. Ve'eino chozer be'eved, he can't go back on the setting the eved free. Sharei yotze olav shem ben chayrin, because he already acquired a name. He was titled. He was given a name ben chayrin. And Rashi and the Mefarshim explained, he already got kedushas Yisrael, it was sort of landed on him already, and you can't take that back. And this is Rav Nachman speaking, and he's splitting. This fellow gave it all away in one go, and we sort of activate one part and deactivate the other part. So how can you tell me that Rav Nachman was opposed to Rabbi Shimon's halacha in the previous case, who says Palgina Debura, when Rav Nachman himself seems to go with that sheet? Says the Gemara, Elo, you're right. Rav Nachman holds up Palgina Debura, as we see in the case of the Shchimura. And in our earlier case, way back when we had an eved bringing a shtar shichrur, in which the shtar has total comprehensive gift. Everything is given to you. In that case, we can split, and in line with Rava, the befani nichtav that the eved is stating to us can help for his own release, but not for the acquisition of the nechasim. We can say palgina. One question remains: why didn't Rav Nachman agreed with Rav Shimon in the Mishnah here, when this fellow wrote a shtar, I'm giving everything away to you, but leaves out, some properties. In which case, we say the properties are out, but the Eved can still acquire his freedom. That's Rav Shimon's shita. And Rav Meir disagrees. No. Well, Yotza ben Chayrin, Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Meir, and the question is why? Elamar Rav Ashi. It has nothing to do with Palginan. How some high new time, and the reason why Rav Meir holds that the Eved does not go free. Mishum de lav krois gitahu. This is a special concept which pertains to a get shichrur. Like a get isha. It has to disconnect. Krois. Has to be krois gitahu. Has to disconnect. Has to detach in a very clear, absolute fashion. And here it doesn't do that. Why? So we have several explanations. Rashi, Tosis, and the Rambam. Rashi says because it's not clear. Maybe just as he left out the properties, he really left out the Eved as well. So it's not clear cut. We like to assume, we like to believe that he was setting the Eved free, but maybe not. There's some, shakiness with the absoluteness of the shtar. Tosis says, well, it's a bit different. The reason is a bit different than Rashi says, because you can't have ifs and buts in a shtar shichru, in a get. Total disconnect. Not, well, I'm giving it to you, but holding this back, that's not krois, that's not an absolute disconnect. Rambam learns, the problem is that the shtar doesn't really belong completely to the Eved, because the owner still wants to hold on to the shtar where it's going to prove that he held back some of the properties. So the shtar isn't completely being given to the Eved. That's what the Gemara means, Lav Krois Gitu. It's not a get that's completely being given over to the Eved for his own, to fully possess it on his own. So whatever the pshat is, this deficiency is unique to this case. But in no way is it a reflection or an indication as to whether we can split things, we can do Palgin and Dibur. Certainly we could, where this problem doesn't apply. Like when? Very simple. Like where he sort of had a double expression in the shtar. So one could work, one could not work. Let's go through all the cases. So we have a total of at least four cases here, right? We had the case where he brought a get. Get meaning a shtah shichrur. Atzmacha unachasai. Knuin lach. Right? You can acquire your own freedom and you can take my possessions. We say the Eved has to say before a nechtav, and that only works for himself. It doesn't work for the nechassim. There's no problem with that. Because even though it's one shtar, this part works, this part doesn't. Next case. He says, Kol nechassai, knuyin lach. Here, you're running into an issue because it's one expression. And we say the Eved is neman for his own sake, for his own freedom, but not for the nechassim. Nothing wrong with that. Palgin and debura. We take the statement in the shtar and we sort of split it into two. One part we apply, one part we don't. One part we activate, his own freedom. The other part, acquisition of the nechassim, we don't. Let's jump over to the case of the shchiv mara. He says to his Eved, I'm giving you everything. And then he recovers. Well, it could be chayzer from the nechassim. He can get that back. Although the Eved stays free, palgin and debura. Now, in that case of the Mishnah, we have another issue called Kreis Gita. It's Lav Kreis Gita. Because he gave everything away. I'm giving you everything, except for this, that, and the other thing. So he's sort of leaving something out within the shtar itself. And that's a lack of Kreis Gita. So the bottom line is, we'll go with Palgin and Debura in all those other cases. Except where it presents an issue of Kreis Gita. It's not an absolute, complete detachment. It's lacking in the Kreis Gita element. Back to the Mishnah Nav Beis. You bring a get within Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to say B'fanei Nechtav. But let's say there are Eiruden, challengers, those posing question marks on the validity of the get. No problem. He's going to find certification. Find Edom to certify the chasimis. And then you're good to go. Now who is being ma'ar er? Who's coming to challenge the get? Irer kama. How many? Ilem ir arurcha, there's one aid challenging the get. That doesn't work. V'amar b'yichnan, divra koil ein arur pachus mishtayim. You can't have challengers if it's less than shnayim. Vel aratre. We have two people challenging the get. So what do? The antidote is get two other people to certify the get. Well, you're running into a collision. Two against two. Tre yutre. Ninu. My chazes the samcha sahani. What makes you rely on the new edim? Smoich ahani. Rely on the challengers. Who's to say who we are meant to trust? Ella arar the baal. Apparently, it's not one aid, it's not two aidim coming to challenge, it's the husband coming to make trouble, claiming to get us forward, it's not kosher. And once we have kiyum from two aidim, he falls by the wayside. I may be getting dinas hayam, person delivers a get from out of town. He's unable to make that declaration. What's second best? Im yeshal of aidim, yiskayim b'chaysamav. If, you know, you happen to have aidim signed on the shtar, so go ahead and certify the chasimos to certify the get. Here comes the chiddush. Echad gitei noshim, ve'echad shechrurei avadim. Shavu le'moylech u'le'mevi. You should know this halacha. Of saying b'fanei nichtav, when you deliver to chutz l'aretz or back from chutz l'aretz, le'moylech u'le'mevi, that's equal to gitei noshim and the get shechrurei avadim, the release document of an eved. Because there as well, we have the same concerns, and we need to address it by saying b'fanei nichtav u'b'fanei nichtav. V'zu achas min adrochem sheshavu gitei noshim l'shechrur avadim. In fact, this is one of the similarities between both documents. My eino yachal. What do you mean the shliach comes and he can't speak? My eino yachal loymer ilayim achirush. He's deaf mute. He's lacking in his mental capacity. And then you have a much bigger problem on your hands. Chirush barisu you get to. Since what can a get serve as a shliach to bring a get? Vatanana kosh sherun lobi saget. Anybody is qualified to bring a get except for these three individuals, chutz mecherish or a shoyta, mentally deranged v'katan, they're lacking in their das. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Hachem Ma'iskinim, was speaking about a unique case. Kigun shenasan lakishu pikech. He delivered the get and delivered it to the isha when he was still healthy. V'lo yispik loymar, and within a few seconds, he turned cherish. So he didn't get a chance to say it until he became a cherish. So the shlichus was valid, but the declaration was never made. The next best is to have kiyum on the chasimis. Echad gitir noshim, vechad shechurur avodim, ten rabban. B'shleisha drachim, there are three similarities. Shavu gitir noshim, l'shechurur avodim between a get isha and a get shechurur of an eved, and according to Ramea, there are going to be four similarities. Number one. Shavu l'melech l'mevi, like in the Mishnah. If an anichtav upon delivery. Number two. V'kol get sheyeshal of eight kusi posel. The kusim were this questionable cult whose gerus was questionable, so any type of get, Rashi says here, get means any shtar, any legal document, which features the signature of an eid kusi, is considered pasul. They're not trustworthy. But we make an exception for exceptional cases, chutz migitei noshim, v'shechrur avadim, except for a get isho or a get of an eved. We're going to see later in the Gemara why. Third similarity, the kalashtar is all legal documents, ha'olam bar koish, lev gicham, which were produced and ratified by the non-Jewish court system, even if these signatures are by goyim, ksherim, they're still okay, because as Rashi explains, the law of the land stands, and we're committed to the laws of the land, dina l'machus adina, and therefore legal documents are binding. Chutz, except for migitei noshim v'shechrur avodim, because a non-Jew has no association with gittin and kedushin, and therefore they can't issue such shtaris and be involved with such documents. And the same with a shichur eved, Rashi says, because any psul that applies to a get isha applies to a shtar shichur of an eved. We have a gzera shava with the word law there, the word law here, and therefore just as a oved kichavim cannot issue a get isha, he cannot issue a shtar shichur of an eved. So we have three similarities. Number one, b'fanei nechtam is required by both. A eid kusi is valid in both. Arkois of the gechavim cannot issue either one. Ukadivi Rameir, according to Rameir's opinion, barba, there are four similarities. So what's the fourth one? Ha'imer ten get el ishti. The husband instructs a shliach to deliver this get to his wife. Or urshtar shichru zalav, or issue this shtar to release my eved, go deliver it to him. Before it gets to its destination, he can change his mind. It's not a pleasant thing to be divorced or to be released. You lose your support. So, therefore, until it actually reaches the recipient, the issuer can sort of retract it. As Rashi explains, because ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. You can only become a shliach for a person, in this case the isha or the eved, if they know about it, if they ask you to do it, because otherwise it's to their detriment to go free and to be divorced. So this is one more similarity between get isha and get eved. The Rabbanan disagree. They hold when it comes to the get isha, you're right, it's choiv, it's a terrible thing, but when it comes to the eved, it's actually a schus, it's something that benefits him to go free, and he's fully willing and fully happy that you're accepting the shtar on his behalf. And once you accept it for him, you don't have to tell him or ask him or inform him. You're ready zoiche for him, he's free to go, and you can't, the issuer, the master cannot retract it. But in any case, Rameir considers them both on the same level. They're both called a choiv, something to the detriment of the recipient, in which case, until it actually gets to him, it's not activated. Says the Gemara, Bishlam el Rabbanan minyan lam utei had Rameir. We understand that according to Rabbanan, the reason why the Brisa says, well, we have three similarities and issues and actually expresses the number three, right? There must be some message there. It's three and not four. Yeah, because it's coming to exclude Rameir's fourth similarity. According to Rabbanon, there's no comparison between get isha, which is certainly a chayiv, to the isha, and the get eved, which is not. So the number three in the Braisa excludes as being a might this theoretical comparison. El Rameir, but according to Rameir, Minyana, Lemote Mai. Berachot or Meir. You know, why did the Brice have to say Kedivre Rameir, right in the third line, Kedivre Rameir Brad Bo? Kedivre Rameir, we have four similarities. Well, we can count. One, two, three, four. Why do you have to mention the number? Lemote Mai, what is it coming to exclude? Is there any other theoretical similarity in comparison that we're trying to rule out? Yep, we are actually. Lemote Odesanya, it's coming to oppose the following halacha and the following Brice. Edim, She'ein, Yoidim Lachsim. Suppose Edim are sort of illiterate. They can't sign their names. And we need them. We have no other option. Mikaren Lahem, so what do we do? We sort of mark the paper. Mikaren Lahem Nir Chalk, we take this blank paper, blank section at the end of the shtar, where they're supposed to sign, and we sort of scrape it. So once we kind of like engrave, we mark their names on that parchment, they fill the crevices with ink, and they have their names signed. That's Rashi's explanation. Tosfos learns that you make sort of like a stencil, you cut out letters on one sheet of paper, right? They cut out their names, and then they put that a pattern on the shtar, and they fill the gaps with ink, and they pick it up, and you have their name on the bottom shtar. So either way, they're not actually writing their names, but this suffices. Whether it's a get or a shtar, it doesn't matter. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, b'med v'mamurim b'gitei noshim. When do we allow this unusual way of signing a name? That's only by the get isha, concerned about leaving the, maybe this is the only opportunity we have to write the get, and we don't want to leave her stranded. We don't want to risk that iguna factor. So therefore, we allow the aiden to sign this way. But otherwise, either you learn how to read and write, or don't sign any shtaris. Aval shechurei avadim, when it comes to the shtar shechur of an eved or other documents or sharkal shtaris. Im yoyden likreis v'lachtem chaysmim. If the eved know how to read and write, go ahead and join. Vim lav, otherwise in chaysmim they cannot sign this way. So bottom line, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, with respect to this halacha, we don't compare get isha to shechurei avadim, and that's what the earlier brisa alluded to when it said, well, according to Rameh, it's only four comparisons, but not five, because when it comes to this pseudo signing, it only applies to get isha because of the igun concern. Perhaps the husband will skip town, will never have a chance to write the get again, so we allow for it. But otherwise, for instance, by the shechurei avadim, we don't. Now, the brisa mentioned, if they know how to read and write, then fine. Otherwise, don't be involved. Kriya Mandachar Shemei, who even mentioned that these Edim cannot read? We spoke about them not being able to sign, but nothing to do with reading. Chesura Mechshur Vachiktani. The Brisa is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words, and it reads like this. Edim Shein Yoidin Likrois. Suppose Edim are totally illiterate. They can't even read the get. Kairin Lifneim V'chaismin. So we read the text before them, and they sign. So we're speaking that they cannot read, but they could sign. But let's say they can't even sign. V'she'en yoyden lachtoy mikaron lahem. We do that arrangement. We scrape the thing for them, and we allow them to sign that way. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'suleka. Is there nothing else that applies to both get isha and shichur of the eved? Va'ika, we find one more comparison. Ha'imer tnu get zel ishti. Ushtar shichru zel avi. A fellow gets up and announces. He says, take this get and give it to my wife. Take this shtar and give it to my eved. Umeis, and he passes away before it was actually delivered. Loi yitnu lachar misa. You can't deliver it after his passing. You know why? Because he's the one issuing the get, and if he's not around, that's it. It deactivates, it cancels the whole process. It cuts it short. What about Tenumana Lepleni Umes? He says, you know, give a certain amount of money to this person, and he passes away. Can we follow through? Yes, idnu lachamis, so you can give it even after his death. Chachamu masakin, whatever the shchimara, whatever a person in a precarious state of health on his deathbed announces and instructs, we do. That's what we're speaking about, a fellow in that state. So, even though he's no longer here, but we treat his word as gold, as good as done, and we follow through. So that only applies to giving a gift. But when it comes to a shtar, like a get isha or a shichr avadim, it's too late for that. Sure, we would like to carry out his wishes, but you can't use a shtar after his passing if it was not issued during his lifetime. So bottom line, another comparison between get isha and shtach shichr of the eved. Why wasn't that mentioned in the previous price? Answers the Gemara. You know why? Kiktani. The Brisa only mentions and only lists things which are unique to these two, to get isha and shichr avadim. Kiktani milsa de lesi bishtara, something, things which don't apply to other documents. Aval milsa de isha bishtara are things which do apply to other documents, such as this most recent halacha. You can't issue a document after death, period. Whether it's a get, a shtar, a shichr, it doesn't matter. It's not something unique and exclusive to get isha and shtar, shichr of an eved. And therefore, like Tani, therefore the Brisa did not add it to his list. As we find, that it applies to other documents as well. The shalach ravin, ravin sent a halacha mishmeid ravo, have a yoyd mishrol no, shalach rablez al-goyla, the rablez sent to bavel, halacha mishmeid ravin, the name of rav, even a person on his deathbed who instructed as follows, Sha'amar kisfu utnu mana lepleni, I want you to write up a document and give a mana to this person. Umeitan, he passed away before they wrote the document, that's it. Ein kaisim v'naisin. We don't follow through. We don't write the document or give the gift. Shemaloi gomar laknoisel b'shtar, because perhaps the very fact that he sort of tied it together with the shtar, he said, you know, write him a shtar, indicates that perhaps he intended that the handover, that the gift, should be in tandem with the document. You can't issue a shtar after his passing. So this idea is universal, not specific to get isha and shtar avodim, and therefore it doesn't belong on our list of comparisons. So that's the Gemara. We have another possible connection between get and shichr. In both cases, the shtar has to be written with the kavana, with the machshava, with the intent of using it for this isha or for this eved. Because as we learned before, we learn one from the other. We have a gzera shava, la la, just like the get isha needs to be lishma, same with the shichra of the eved. Why isn't that on our list of comparisons? Says the Gemara, well, bishleim el rabba, it's not going to be difficult according to rabba. Hainu moilichu mevi, remember rabba held. The reason why we say b'fana nichtav is to address any possible lack of lishma. We're concerned that the b'nei chutz l'aretz are not professional with lishma, right? And that's why we get up and say b'fana nichtav and b'fana nechtam. So guess what? The Brisa already covered this. When the Brisa says that both types of documents, get isha and shichrur eved, need to be accompanied with that b'fana nichtav declaration. Why? To address the lishma concern. So it's pretty clear that we need to have lishma. So it's sort of included in that aspect of the brisa. Ela l'Rava Kasha, but going to Rava, that b'fanei nichtav is not meant to address lishma. It's meant to address any concerns we have with the, you know, about the validity of the donkey, of the signatures and the kiyum shtareis. So yeah, the brisa mentioned that both types of documents need to have b'fanei nichtav, but that to address the chasimis. There's no mention of the lishma requirement on both accounts. Why not? Vesu, another question. Bein l'rabba, according to both. Ha'ikim u'chubar, what about the halacha that you cannot write a document while it's still growing on the ground, while it's still attached to the ground? That applies to both type of documents. Gitei noshim and shichru rabadim. So why isn't that listed on the Brisa? Answer. Kiktani psul d'rabbanan. The Brisa only mentioned rabbinic deficiencies. The Rishon LeTanya, we don't discuss dinim which are required b'natayr. So let's go through the list. We have Befanei Nechtav, that's certainly a Din D'Rabbanan. We have the fact that the eight kusi is kosher and pasal here, kosher there, that's the Rabbanan. But we don't discuss Lishma and Mechubar, that's the Eirais. Says the, what do you mean? Number three is the Eirais. V'ha Arkoish, Lev the Kechavim, the Psalu the Eiraisahu. Uktani, the third item on the list. The get issued in a non-Jewish court, that's a Psalu the Eiraisah. They're not qualified to issue a get. Uktani, and the Eiraisah mentions it. Answer is, we're speaking Be'edim Mesiru, Ukrab Elezer. Damar, Edim Mesiru Karti. The Eiraisah is discussing a get, which, you know, it didn't really require Edim to be signed on the shtar. We didn't really need the court's certification because this get was written by a Jewish sefer and handed to the Isha, delivered in the presence of Edim Mesira, Edim that saw that handing over. That's enough according to Rabbi Elazar. That activates the shtar. Now, certainly, even according to Rabbi Elazar, we had this back on Abdal, we don't allow for inappropriate, you know, elements within the shtar. Even though you don't need the Eichasim, but you can't have somebody signing in the get, you know, relative or apostle, in this case, the Avdi Kechavim. It's called Mezuyif Metoicha, right? But let's keep in mind, why is Mezuyif Metoicha apostle, Rashi says? Because you might use them for the Mesira as well. You might use the Eidim that signed in the Shtar to actually deliver the get in their presence as well, and if they're Avdi Kechavim or Psulim, that's no good. That's just a Gzerud, it's a rabbinic concern. That's not a Psul Deiraisa. So bottom line, a get which was handed over in front of two Yisraelim, you have the Edim Mesira, perfect. The fact that the get was signed in a non-Jewish court, that doesn't really affect it min HaTorah, it's only Midrabbanan. And that's why it belongs on our list of Dinei Derabbanan. Says the Gemara, how can you say we're speaking that there were Edim Mesira present? V'amidatani Seifa. Rab Shimon Omer, but you know, if you take a look at the second part of that brisa, which is actually on daf, it's a mishnah on daf Yudam and Beis, where you know Rab Shimon says there, Af Eluk Sherin, he allows even the gittin that were that round that you know were run through the non-Jewish court system and signed in the archives, he allows that to be kosher. Rabbi Shimon Amaf Eluk Sheirin, why? V'am Rabbi Zera, you know why? Yorad Rabbi Shimon L'shita Sish Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Shimon here is sort of submitted to Rabbi Lezer Shita. Damar Edim Mesira Karti, we're speaking that to Edim Mesira, and therefore we ignore the Chasimis. Mechlal the Tanakama Savar Loi. So apparently the Tanakamo disagrees with Rav Shimon, and that shita seems to be reflected in the Braisa by us, and Tess over here, Tess Amar Aleph, from the beginning of Anveiz, where we have this discussion about the Gittin running through the Arkurs, and we don't qualify them. Apparently Tanakamo, the reason why he disagrees with Rav Shimon, the reason why he holds it's no good, Mechala Tanakama Savar Loi. He holds that Edim Mesira don't work. He holds like Rav Meir, Edim Chasima Karti, the actual Edim signed in a shtar, activate the shtar. So that takes us back to our question. It's one of the Braisa mentions that a shtar, which was produced in the Arkois of the Eid Gechavim, is no good whether it's a get isha or a get eved. Apparently the reason for that is because it's pasul min haTorah, because the Eid HaChasim are worthless. They're going. So then it would appear that the Braisa is mentioning things which are pasul min haTorah. And if so, we have other candidates for the list as well. Mechubar, Lishma, why wasn't that included in the Braisa? No, says the Gemara. Tanakama is submitting to Rabbi Lezer as well. And since there are Edim Esira, really these stories that ran through the archives of the Goyim are good. Minator. The reason why the Tanna Kamma holds, you still shouldn't use it. Ikir b'nai u'shemus m'vhak. It's like this. Let's say you have names which are clearly non-Jewish names. John. No, Yid is typically not called John, right? So the question is, should we be concerned that perhaps somebody still might use this Mr. John for an Eid Masira? That's the machlokes. So again, we have Eid Masira on this Get Isha. Problem is, it was signed by non-Jews. Right? So typically we say, if it's mezuyef metoychoi, if there's something inherently wrong with the actual text of the shtar, even though it's not really needed in the shtar, but if it's there, it has to be good. If you're there, it has to be good. Because otherwise, a person might be soymech, might decide to use those individuals who actually signed the shtar and put them in a Eidim Mesira role as well and hand the shtar in their presence, hand the shtar over to the ish in their presence. That's the gzeira of the rabban, right? But what if we have names of people who are clearly not Yisraelim? Shemois muvhakim, names which are inherently non-Jewish names, primary non-Jewish names, which are never adopted by the Israelim. That's perhaps a bit different. And that's what Reb Shimon says, it's okay. What's the concern? You might use them as the Eidim Asira. Nobody uses an Abed Kichav, a clear Abed Kichav as the Eidim Asira. They realize this person signing is not a Yisrael. We're not going to deliberately get in his presence. So as long as they have Eidim Asira, we can agree with Eidim Hasim. Therefore, Reb Shimon says, these stories are good. Tanna Kamma disagrees. He says, still, you never know. You might use them for Eidim Masira as well. Therefore, a shtar which was signed by Eved Kichavim is not good. But again, we're speaking about a psul medrabbonon and not a psul d'arais. And therefore, those other psulim that you mentioned, Mechuber and Lishma, don't belong in the brais. So it's all just to sort of establish the brais is speaking specifically about psul medrabbonon. Really? V'chazor d'arais v'ktani. What about the halacha we had before? About retraction. Right, Rameir says, if a person sends a get to his wife or shtar shichro to the eved, he can retract. He can cancel it. That is a din d'oraisa. Right? You can be mevatel the shlichus but not Torah until it gets to them. Uktani and the Braisa mentioned it. As a comparison between get isha and shtar shichro. Says the Gemara, you know what, you're right. Let's switch tracks. The Braisa can be discussing D'oraisa factors as well. As you just proven, Chazorah is a D'oraisa factor. Eloki Ktani, guess what? The Braisa only mentions Milsa the less of a Kiddushin, things which are inapplicable by Kiddushin. Things which only apply to Gittin and Shechruri Avada, but not things which apply to Kiddushin. Milsa the Issa of a Kiddushin like Ktani, we don't discuss things which can theoretically apply to Kiddushin as well. So that's why we don't mention anything about Lishma, because the Shtar Kiddushin has to be written Lishma. We don't mention about Mechuber either, because it applies to a Shtar Kiddushin as well. It can be written on something Mechuber, because it's learned from Gittin, Rashi brings a Hekesh, Makesh, Havai, Leitzia. The halachas that apply to Gittin apply to Kiddushin. So basically, we don't want to discuss things which are applicable to Kiddushin as well. And that's why the Braisa limited the list to these specific things which are unique to get Isha and Shtar Shichrur, for instance, Mefanei Nechtav, right? For instance, the Alach Aved Kusi. For instance, the Alach of the Arkois of the Goyim. Rashi explains the Gzeira that we might use them for Eidim Masira doesn't apply by Kiddushin, basically. You know, we can't say she's not Mekudesh. Once she's married, she's married. Basically, these are unique to areas other than Kiddushin. Asks the Gemara, 1 second, V'chazorah Gufa, this actual din of Chazorah, of retraction that we just mentioned, Issa b'Kiddushin, that applies to Kiddushin as well. Let's say you give a pruta to a shliach, go maybe Kaddush and Isha for me. Until it gets to her, you can go back, you can cancel it. And it's mentioned in the Braisa. B'shlichus bal karcha. Let's keep in mind that the shliach that we're speaking in our brayse is a shliach against the isha's will, or against the eved's will. It's bal karcha. That's the context of discussion here. That's the topic of discussion. You're sending a shliach against the will of the recipient. And there we say, you can be chayzer until it gets to him, but bottom line, we're speaking about a bal karcha situation, the begirushin isha, it's only applicable to begirushin. With kedushin lesser, you can't do a shliach bal karcha against the isha's will to force it to marry you. So bottom line, in the context of shlichus bal karcha, the idea of retraction and canceling shlichus, the idea of chazor, only applies to the items mentioned here. Get isha and shichra of the eved, but it's inapplicable to kedushin. Okay. So bottom line, the Mishnah told us a chiddush that just like by get isha, you have to say b'faranechtam, same thing by a shtah shichra of an eved. And we had a brisa with three comparisons, according to Rav Meir, four comparisons between the two types of shtoreis. And we had a whole bunch of questions, why we don't add this and that. And the other thing, we came out with a clear formula. Why, you know, the brisa only listed those connections between get isha and shichra of the eved. Okay, before we conclude, let's go back to the first part of the Gemara as well. We discussed the idea of palgina dibura. So now that we saw the Mishnah, we will better understand the first halacha, because we now know that an eved will have to say b'fanu nechtam when he brings his own shtah shichra. But that's a special heter. And Tosis explains, it's like a iguna of the isha. We don't want to leave him stranded. We want to allow him to become a regular Yisrael, to do mitzvahs, so we trust him, but only pertain to his own release. But let's say he brings a shtar, in which it's stated that he gets everything, all the master's asset, everything goes to him. Well, he can only trust the eved for his own personal release, but not for the other nechasim. And therefore, according to Rava, we'll have to split. Using the idea called palgin and dibur, we split the statement, we split the shtar. One part is applied and is activated, and the other part stays put. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.